4th chapter of the laws of Isuri Biya, forbidden relationships, under what?
Today's parak of Rambam, the 4th parak of laws of forbidden relationships, deal with having relations with a nida, a woman during her menstrual period, and all laws pertaining to a nida, and it contains 22 halachas. It's broken down as follows. The first three halachas deal with the liability for having intercourse with a woman who's in the middle of a menstrual period. Halacha 4 deals with that heathen non-Jew are not commanded on the idea of menstrual, and they're not metame. Halacha 5 deals with a woman who had a child. Halacha 6 through 8 deal with the time of immersion. The 9th halacha deals with a woman who has fixed periods when she usually sees, so at other times we assume she's clean. The 10th halacha deals with the credibility of the woman herself. Halacha 11 deals with if in middle of intercourse a woman had a menstrual period, what should be done. Halacha 12 and 13 deal with having intercourse near the time of the period, and before it, after it. The next halachas deal with the woman examining herself before and after intercourse and the different types of rags that are used, and that's contained in halachas 14 through 19. And the last three halachas deal with the woman who constantly hemorrhage during intercourse, what the halacha is. Halacha Allah. Hanida Arehi Kishar Kol Arayis. A woman who is in the midst of her menstrual period is forbidden like all other forbidden relationships. Hama'ayraba, and now the next few words are in brackets, ben kedarka ben shalei kedarka. If a man merely initiates intercourse with her, whether in the normal or abnormal manner, chayev karis, he is punishable by karis, which is extinction of the soul. Even if the woman was a minor 3 years and 1 day old, as in all kishar arayis, like in all other cases of forbidden relationships, because a female is rendered unclean with the menstrual period even from the day she is born. And then Ubas Asayam Mitama Beziva, and from when a child is 10 days old, she could become unclean because of flux. Generally these are two terms which we'll find a lot in this text, Nidan Ziva, which are generally translated as menstrual and flux. This halach is based on tradition. That there is no difference between an adult and a minor when it's dealing with impurity, uncleanliness, which comes about because of menstrual or because of a flow of flux. That it's no difference if a man has relations with a woman the first day when she sees blood, or all 7 days, even if she only saw blood the first day. By us today, we have halacha that there's 5 days and 7 days, but generally, minateira, that's a chumra. Minateira, it's the idea of 7 days. So that's why the Rambam is saying that even if she only saw the first day, but if he had relations with her any of the 7 days, it's as if he had relations with Anida. Or whether he had intercourse with a woman who had a male child, who then she's tummy 7 days after birth. Or if she had a female child, a girl, then she's tummy 14 days after birth, which our psukim explained in the Seder Sazria. Or if he had intercourse with a woman having a flux during the period of her flux, and the subsequent days of counting, bein shivcha bein meshuchares hakol bekaris, whether it was he had intercourse with a woman who's a bondswoman or a freed woman, in all cases he's punishable bekaris. And nama benida shivas yam tia benidasa, because it says by anida 7 days she should remain impure, ubezav nama kol yemei zayiv mitumasa. And over there, by Azov, it says that
all the days of the isha of her uncleanliness, she shall be as in the days of her impurity. In Vayikra 15:25, and the first pasuk was in Vayikra 15:19. And when regarding a woman who gave birth to a male, the pasuk says, as in the days of the impurity of her sickness shall she be unclean. And regarding when she has a female child, the pasuk says she shall be unclean 2 weeks as in her impurity. So one is compared to the other. Now the Rambam continues in Halacha Gimel. That which we said, b'medra mamurim shatuma taluya b'yamim, that let's say by a nida that she remains tamei 7 days, b'shatavla b'mein mikva acha yam masfim, when she had immersed herself in a mikvah, a water of immersion, after the 7 days, or by us the 12 days, al nida v'zava yileda shalei tavla b'mein mikvah. However, a nida or a zava or yiledes, a woman who gave birth who did not go immerse himself after the prescribed time in the mikveh, habal achas men afilu acha kamashanim chayiv kares. If a man would have intercourse with any of these women, even after an interval of several years, he'd be chayiv kares. Shabiyamim utfila tola kasev, because the Torah, when it's speaking about how the people, how these people become clean, it's dependent both on the counting of the days and on immersion in the mikveh. Shenama urochtzu b'mayim zeh binyinav l'chol tamishu t'tumasa ad sheyitvu. Because the Torah says in Vayikra 15:18, they shall bathe themselves in water. So the Torah, without it, she remains unclean. And this is an established rule for any person who is unclean, that he remains unclean until he tables, until he immerses himself in the water. Halacha dalet, ha'akam ein chayav n'alei mishum nida. A heathen woman who is in a menstrual period or has a flux or just had a baby, so if a man has intercourse with her, he's not chayiv, as if he had intercourse with a nid or a zava. Chacham gazal kala akam azcham v'anakeva shiyu kizav n'tamid ben reu ben lego le'inyin tumatar. However, the sages have decreed a law that all heathens, whether male or female, to be regarded constantly as in a state of that they had a flux flowing from them, regarding the halachas of cleanliness and uncleanliness, whether they had a flux or not, and they remain unclean. Halacha hey, kol dam shetir yiledes b'teich lamed gimel shel zocher v'samach vav shel nekeve hi anikud dam tara. Any flow of blood that a woman will have within 33 days after the birth of a male child, or double that amount, 66 days after the birth of a female child, is considered as blood of purification, and it does not stop a woman from having relations with her husband. Rather, after 7 days she immersed herself in the mikveh if she had a boy, and after 14 days if she had a girl, and she can have marital relations with her husband, although the blood continues to ooze out. So we see by Yeledis that it works just like she remains tummy, double the amount by a nekeva, from 7 days to 14 days. So also you may tie a double from 33 to 66. Halacha vav, kol chayve tfilas, tfilasen b'yeim, chutz minidi v'yeledis, all people who have to immerse themselves in a mikveh, their immersion usually takes place by day, except a menstrual woman and a woman after childbirth. Because regarding a menstrual woman, the pasuk says in Vayikra 15:19 that 7 days shall she be in her impurity. Meaning to say that 7 entire full days she remains in a state of impurity. And then when the 8th day comes, which is nightfall, she immerses herself. Same thing, a woman who gave birth to a male, she tables on the 8th night. And if she gave birth to a female, on the 15th night. Because as we explained, that a woman who gives birth is compared in all halachas to a menstrual woman. Halacha zayin, nesachu yamim ram v'leitavla,
If a woman who had her menstrual period delays her immersion for many days, so when, if it will be a week later, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, whenever it will be, she should only immerse herself at night, because we're afraid that if she'll go immerse herself by day, that somebody might make a mistake not knowing that 7 full days had passed by her already, and then a menstrual woman might come to immerse herself on the 7th day. If the woman was the menstrual woman was ill, or the place of immersion was far away that the woman could not reach it in time, and the woman cannot go back and forth at night because of robbers on the way or because of the cold, or because they would lock the gates of the city at night, so then she can immerse herself on the 8th day or on any other subsequent day during daytime. However, on the 7th day, she cannot immerse herself. Halachatas, kolan nashim sheyeshan veset, any woman who have fixed periods of when they see, let's say every 30 days, every 32 days, becheskes tayir lebalein, so all other times we assume that she's clean and she's permitted to her husband, unless she tells her husband that she's unclean, or unless the woman neighbors were saying that it was presumed that she was a menstrual woman. If her husband went to a different country, and when he left her, she was clean, when he comes back, he doesn't have to ask her if she's still clean or anida. Even if he finds her sleeping, he's allowed to have relations with her, even not at the time of, if it's not at the time when she should have a regular period. And you don't have to suspect that maybe she saw blood and she became anida, v'manicha nida. However, reversely, if he left the country when she was anida, sur lei achatem lei terani, she's forbidden to him until she'll say that she is permitted. And although it might have been more than 7 days elapsed, and we could say maybe she'd go to the mikvah, but first of all, she doesn't want to maybe go to the mikvah until her husband comes back. For other, some reasons, I segula to be with the husband the night of mikvah. Halacha yud, ha'isha shama l'bayla t'me'ani, if a woman told her husband that she is unclean, then she reversed herself and said, I am clean, and I was just saying it to you as a jest, as a joke. So then we say, in the menace, she's not believed. However, if she gives a good reason for why she said what she said, then she's believed. Example, Tava Baila Vachese, Ima Bechotze. He gives an example which is used very often in the Gemara, that if, for example, her husband had demanded her services while his mother or sister were with her together in the courtyard, and she says, I'm unclean. Later, she reverses herself and says, I am clean. And the reason why I said I was unclean was only because of your mother or sister, that they should not see us. So then she's believed, and then this obtains into all other similar examples if she could give a good reason to explain her actions. Halacha Yud Aleph. Hayu Mishamish in Tehera. If a man was having relationship with his wife, she was clean. Va'amra Leinit Mesi. And she tells him in the midst of intercourse that I became unclean. She became a nida la yifresh miyad. So he should not withdraw immediately. Rather, v'hu b'kishuy of shanolei b'tiyasei kibiyasei. Rambam saying as follows. Although she became a nida right now, if he would withdraw immediately, so the withdrawal from the woman causes as much enjoyment as the entrance. So therefore, he's not allowed to do that. If he withdrew from the woman and he still has an erection, so then he'd be chayiv kares. As if he had intercourse with anida.
Vudim b'sharayis. This isn't only with regarding to menstrual women. This is to any forbidden union. If he caught himself in the middle that it's a forbidden union, he should not separate himself immediately. Rather, the Rambam says, "Elaketed yasa." What should he do? Neitz tziponi raglav b'karka. He should dig his toenails into the ground. V'shoyer and wait. Ve'enim izdazeh ad sheyam se'ev v'achakach nishmat mimena. And he should wait without moving until his organ becomes limp, and which automatically then it will slide out on its own from within the woman. But to go out on his own, so that would cause him enjoyment, and that is asa. Halacha Yudbeis. V'asalei l'adam lava al ishi samach levesta. A man is forbidden to have intercourse with his wife close to the time of when she's supposed to see. Shematir adam b'shas tashmas. We're afraid that perhaps she will see blood during intercourse. Shenama v'zaitemes b'nei yisomi tumasim. The Torah says in Vayikra 15:21, you shall separate the children of Israel from their uncleanliness. So that means when the time she has to see for sure you're not allowed to, but even a little before you should be careful. And this is the whole basis of the halachas of Eina, that a period, a 12-hour period, which he'll go into explaining, before she saw, you can't have tashmash even then, the kama. And now the Rambam explains how much time you have to separate before. And imay dar kaliris b'yem asul shamash mitchilis yem. If she had the habit to see blood during the daytime, so it's forbidden to have intercourse with her from the beginning of the day. And generally by us we hold anyways that during the day this is has nothing to do with halacha, but during the day it's us to have tashmish. B'mayidak liris belayla, and if she was accustomed to see dam by night, asa l'shamish mitchilis halayla. So then you're not allowed to have intercourse from the beginning of the night. So generally, a day is divided into two einas. There's the eina which goes from sunrise to sunset and from sunset to sunrise. So night begins at sunset and day begins at sunrise. So if she was supposed to usually saw by day, it's forbidden from the beginning of the day. If she saw by night, it's forbidden from the beginning of the night. Further, the Rambam says, Aber vestibule rasa, if her period passed and she did not see any dam, so then she is allowed to have intercourse with her husband after the fixed period when she was supposed to see passed. Ketzad, example. If she had the custom to see 6 hours into the day, that's by midday, she's forbidden to have relationship with her husband from the beginning of the day. If she, if the 6 hours passed of the day, the midday passed, and she did not see dam, asur l'shamish adlev, she's forbidden to have relationship with her husband until night. Similarly, if she was had the custom to see in the middle of the night, va'avu, and the middle of the night passed, and she did not see dam, asur l'shamish ad shetizach hashemesh. So she cannot have intercourse with her husband until sunrise. Halacha yudalet, derech b'nei adam b'nei yisol b'nei yisol. It is the custom of the sons and daughters of Israel to always examine themselves after intercourse to see if there was dam. Kate said, how do they do it? So how the man wipes himself with a rag set aside specifically for him. In the next few halachas, he'll explain exactly what kind of rags they used. And the woman wipes herself with a rag that's set aside especially for her. And they both examine the rags afterwards to see if there any blood appeared on them from during intercourse. The Rambam continues, V'yesh l'ish l'niach. And the husband is allowed to let his wife inspect his rag, because being she's trusted concerning her own rag, so she's also trusted concerning his. These pieces of cloth that are used to, the husband and wife used to wipe themselves with, have to be made of flax, rubbed soft and colored, and the color of it has to be white. And these are called test rags. In general, whenever you hear the word edim in this context. In Hilchos Nida, it's going on the rag. And the cloth that is used by the man to wipe himself is called his test rag. And the rag that the woman uses is called her test rag. So previously the Rambam said as follows, that derech b'nei Yisrael, he doesn't say the word snuas, they should be bathed themselves after tashmish. Now he says pious women also check themselves before tashmish. The isha she'en la veset asur l'shamish atzeh tivdek. After tashmish, the Rambam had said both the man and woman should check themselves out. Now he's saying that pious woman check themselves even before tashmish. And the woman who does not have a set period, she cannot have intercourse with her husband until she checks herself out. So when she has intercourse with her husband, she has to have ready two sets of rags. One to check before tashmish, another one to check herself after tashmish. However, a woman who has a set period, she does not have to check herself out to see if there was dam before tashmish. If she wants to do it, it's only out of pious performance that she would do it, but otherwise she would not have to do it. However, after tashmish, so then you always need two test tags available. Echad lay, one for the husband, echad lay, one for her. Apilu muberes miniku v'zkeina. Even a woman who is pregnant, or she's nursing, or an aged woman, who on all these women you sure they will not see dam. Nevertheless, you have to check after tashmish. Even a minor female should not have intercourse with a man without having two test tags, one for him and one for her. However, a virgin or a woman who is after childbirth, who can have intercourse because it's called Dam Torah, 33 days by a boy, 66 by a girl, they do not have to have rags. Sharei Adam Sheshes Mimana, because blood is oozing out of from the woman. So you know for sure there's blood, and nevertheless we say that they can be together. It seems that Ivan brings down that, and that which the Rambam says, that after tashmish you always need two edim, one for him, one for her. The Ivan says, "Kam yagiyus yoga b'chinum." He's making them work. Even Rabbi Yehuda was a pious person, none like him. Manas Reb Zeir shalei lived after tashmish. He told Reb Zeir that he should not check himself to see if there was dam after tashmish. Shalei yia libe neik v'yuparish. Because otherwise he might be afraid during the whole time of the intercourse that maybe she'll see dam and he'll separate himself. That this whole idea of checking themselves afterwards is the Gemara speaking, if she has to eat tiris. So we say once she has to check herself with tiris, she should check herself over here also. But in general, she doesn't have to check herself out. Also, on that which the Rambam said, begodim, in the previous halacha, begodim elu shemekanchem them, these begodim that they dry themselves, it seems the Rambam was, from the Lashon, that you could use the same begad a few times. Generally, and just that one has to be for the man, one has to be for the woman, generally today we need to use a different begad, aid only one time. Halacha yudzayin. If a man has intercourse with his wife repeatedly, so they don't have to inspect their two rags, the man his, the woman hers, between each intercourse. Rather, that he wipes himself with his rag and she wipes herself with her rag after they completed having intercourse after the night was over, and then they examined the rags the next day. In general, this is the first time he brings down the idea of checking the rags, because at nighttime you can't see good because you don't have light. So all bedikas of Edom always take place during day. Nimtza dam al eid shaloi, if you find the blood on her rag, or al eid shaloi, or on his rag, her rag, she is unclean. Shimsha mitasa, if she had intercourse, v'kincha atzma, and she dried herself, v'ava the eid, and then the rag got lost, her rag, loy tishamish pam shniya, she should not have intercourse with her husband a second time, acha tivdik be'eid achet tchila, until she checks herself with another test rag. Shema dam hayal eid shavir, because we're afraid that maybe there was blood on the rag that got lost. Yudches nicha eid tachas akara eid tachas akesis. If she put the test rag under a pillow or under a cushion, the nimtzal adam, and we find that blood on it, im moshuch tuma shechazkasa min hakenuach. So then the halacha is, there's a difference how the spot is. If it's an oblong spot, so then we say she's unclean because we take on that the spot came from the wiping. However, if it was a round spot, then she's considered clean. That we say that's no more than the blood of a bug that was crushed under the pillow. Your test. Kinchatzna be'eda badikla. If she wiped herself with the test rag which she had previously examined, the tachsei bi'reicha l'mocha nimtzal of dam hareza tumeya, and she pressed it against her thigh, and on the next day she found that there was blood on it, so she's considered unclean. And we don't say that maybe when she pressed it against her thigh that she crushed a bug that was by her thigh, and that's where the blood came from. If she had wiped herself with a test rag that was not inspected before and to make sure it was clean, and she doesn't know if there was she's uncertain if there was blood on the rag before she had wiped herself with it or not, and then nimtzal of dam, and then later on we find on the blood imhaya dam kigris va'ed harezanida. So the halacha is as follows: if the stain is the size of a bean or larger, then she's considered nida and she's tummy. And harezanida pachas mikan, if it was less than this amount, so then we say tere she's clean she'ein elamina machavus. Then we say that it must have come from a bug. Halacha chaf. Misha rasa dam b'shas tashmish. If a woman saw blood during intercourse, so then we say harezu meteres shamish kishetitar pam shniya. So then she's allowed to have intercourse again with her husband after she'll become clean. Rasa dam pam shniya. However, the second time she had intercourse with her husband, she saw blood again. So then when she becomes clean, she can have intercourse with him again on a third occasion. However, if she saw blood a third time, she's never allowed to have intercourse with this husband again. When does this halacha apply? That there was no reason that should have to be attributed to the bleeding. However, if the intercourse took place close to a period, we can assume that the bleeding came because of the period. If she had a wound in her womb, you can say that the blood came from that. However, if the blood from the wound differs in color, in appearance, from the blood that is seen during intercourse, then you cannot attribute the blood to the wound. A woman is believed to say regarding herself that she has a wound inside her womb, which is the source of the bleeding. And she's permitted to be with her husband, even though blood issues forth from the womb during intercourse. This whole halacha of three times is not, as when they get married, so as long as it's dam psulim, it could even be 4 or 5 times. But as soon as the dam psulim stop, and then you count 3 times. So after that stopped 1 time and she did not see dam, and then you saw dam 3 times in a row, then it's also to be with the husband. If a woman saw blood successively 3 times during intercourse, and there's nothing else to attribute the blood for, like he said in the previous halacha, so he has to divorce her. However, she's permitted to marry another man, because it could be only with the, like we had explained earlier in Hilchos Geish and Hilchos Ishus, it could be that with another man she won't see it. Nisus L'Sheni, if she got married to a second man, V'ros Adam, Kach B'Shas Tashma Shosh Pama, Reza Tiskosh V'Tinos L'Shishi. So then if with the second man she also saw blood 3 consecutive times, he has to divorce her and she can marry a third man. Nisus L'Shishi, however, if she married a third man and he saw blood 3 times, Reza Tiskosh, then he has to divorce her V'Asuli Nosa Achetavi Mecheliza. And she's forbidden to remarry until she's cured of that disease. Last halacha, ketzad bedekas atzon leidem nirpas elay nirpas. How does she examine herself to determine if she was cured from the sickness or not? Nevi'ah shafayf isha eiver upas shafayf is admakam shiachela. Then she has to pick a leaden tube with the front edge of it frontwards and insert it into her body as far as it will go. After she had inserted the tube, so then she puts into the rod, a small rod with a swab at its tip, and she pushes it in as far as it will go until it reaches the wall of the womb. Later she extracts it, and she sees if there was blood on it or not. If you find blood on the swab, so then we say, so then it is known that the blood she's seeing during intercourse is coming from the womb, and then she her husband. She's not considered healed. And if you don't find anything on the swab, then the blood she's seeing is caused by pressure against the sides of the passage. The Torah, and she's permitted, and she can marry other people, as we have explained in Hilchos Ishus.